with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory be to you, Lord. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together we are Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you got nothing to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciples whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came to the boat, for they were not far from the shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in a like manner, the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, this morning's gospel, we heard how Jesus appeared to the disciples again for the third time. But this time, that was when Peter and his brothers were fishing. Appearing to them at this time was very important because, remember, after the crucifixion, the hope of the disciples were dashed. Because for them, they were thinking that Jesus came to liberate them from the Roman captivity. But he was caught and was killed, and they were afraid. So now Peter and his brothers, they returned back to what they were doing before Jesus called them. You know, Peter was a fisherman. And right there, while he was doing his job, because that was what he was doing for a living, Jesus had to appear to them while he was away doing his job. He went to them, revealed himself again. But there was something that really struck me. After they toyed the whole night, they caught nothing. And Jesus asked, were you able to catch anything? They said, no. And he told them, now put out your net. They obeyed Jesus and put out their net. And when that happened, what they caught was so surprising to them, reminding us the importance of listening to Jesus before we embark on responsibilities. Before we embark on any project, we have to first of all bring that project before the presence of God. Tell Him, God, this is what I want to do. Please help me, direct me, inspire me, tell me what to do. Because when we seek the face of God and He comes to help us, we will make progress. But when we try to do it on our own, thinking that, oh, we can do it, that is when we struggle. Committing every project into the hands of God is very important, so that He will direct us, so that He will lead us in order for us to make progress. And also in this gospel we saw Christ had to go to Peter where they were doing their job, reminding us that we are not alone. Wherever we are, He is with us. But we have to recognize His presence. We have to realize that we are not alone, especially in our struggles. So when things are difficult, my dear friends in Christ, let us take a break and recognize Him. When we do that, He will be there with us. He will never allow us to suffer alone. My dear friends in Christ, this time of Easter, it is a time when we should engage ourselves more in reading the Word of God. Because the more we read His words, the more we get inspired. And the more He directs us and tells us the things to do. And if we are open to the Word of God, if we are open to listening to Him, He will direct us and we will not struggle. Even those our problems, our situations, our stumbling blocks, they will become stepping stones to our success if we are able to recognize Him in our lives during those moments. And also we notice that each time Jesus will break bread and He will give them fish. There is a reason for that. And we will talk about that when we come to the classes that starts tonight. So have you asked yourself, why is it that Jesus gave Himself to us in the form of bread and wine? Why not He came to us in the form of salad or whatever, but bread and wine. There is a reason for that. And these are the things that we have to learn if we are able to join in the classes we have from tomorrow, once every week until Pentecost. Remember, we'll be teaching about Jesus, the bread of life, the Holy Eucharist, and the Holy Spirit. So I encourage us to join in that class so that we can learn more. And the more we learn about him, the more he inspires us, the more we are fulfilled, the more we begin to appreciate our faith. So let us continue to pray for God's blessings, for his grace, for his mercy, as we share in the joys of the resurrection.